previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Our guest in the studio this morning, Executive Mayor of Fort Nelson Mandela Bay, is Gababanga. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Wayne. Good morning to your listeners, too.
Before we get to the questions that have been sent through from our listeners, I think it's very important that we give an update in terms of the water situation, particularly in the western areas where some areas haven't had water for the last 2 days. Can you just give us an update on that?
Yeah, yes. I must say, look, there was a normal maintenance program that was being done, which resulted to this situation. The Motherwell Chelsea bulk pipelines had a problem, had to be maintained, and they were only finished last night at 11 p.m. And we hope that this will be fixed. People will receive water in their homes before the end of today, because when these systems are shut down, they take time to have water traveling to different communities. And therefore, that's what is happening now. Areas that were highly affected, well, areas like Lorraine and Bridgemead, Hunter's Retreat, Green Bushes, Roland Park, Cheti, Kwamaxaki, Kwadwesi, the northern areas and the northern suburbs, Bloemandale Extension and Clean School, all those areas were affected. And I must apologize because I was very furious yesterday with the officials, because if we cannot only be able to provide water tankers and communicate sufficiently with the people where they can get water, and also the information of what is going to happen and time that is going to happen, how much more when there's crisis? And it looked like we're still having difficulties in communicating. And I want to apologize to the communities that were affected. At least if we shut down water, people must know that this time we'll shut down water. And the alternative to that, and people should be told, people are not going to sleep and wake up, they know where is the water tanker. We must communicate with them, whether it's through SMSs and so on. And like my driver here was telling me that he didn't even take a bath.
You're not alone, Mr. Mayor. You're sitting next to another one right there. He hasn't washed either.
And our producer.
That's very wrong. And we should not subject our residents into this, and they don't deserve it. And I apologize for that.
Okay, on to the first question that we've received from a listener. Leonard says, morning, I'll go. Please ask the mayor, what are the plans with the road between Red House and Dispatch? It's dark at night as a result of the housing that was erected at Samke, and they tapped in the light bulbs for electricity, and now none of those street lights are working. It's very dangerous. Thank you.
Leonard, I must say this is our concern. It's not only Red House. Go to the township throughout. It's a problem, and it's getting to our communities, in other communities in the western suburbs. One day, with my security, we caught guys during the day stealing and stripping cable in the N1 area. This issue of cable theft, it's a problem. Firstly, I must say we do have a plan with that. What we're trying to do is also put CCTVs throughout the city for us to be able to react quickly when people are doing this. What is happening in the Red House area is that people have been stealing the cables throughout there. Now we have a plan. We're going to implement it also in the next financial year, starting July, that we are putting cables now deep on the ground, and also fill those cables with concrete in order for the people not to be able to get down and steal the cable. And therefore, we want to reconnect those things, those lights back, to make sure that that area is safe. That's the business and the major connecting area between Port Elizabeth and also Utnit, and VW and many other businesses are utilizing that railway line, that road. We have to fix it, and I think there is a plan to deal with the situation.
Mr. Mayor, just another question around streetlights that aren't working, but this one involves also, as you mentioned, a very high capacity arterial road, Stanford Road. And Laverne is wanting to know whether there's any chance of traffic officers being deployed to that area, particularly during high peak traffic hours.
I would look at that, and I would ask John Best, as he's listening, that we must try our level best to do that. That's another busy road. It's not negotiable, and we should be doing that, in particular to the traffic lights that are connecting Missionville and also Stanford Road. And it's critical that we do that. And I think we'll do that. I hope Mr. Best, after this meeting, I'll instruct him. The problem we have also there in relation to the lights in Stanford Road is that we've fixed that for more than five times.
Cable theft.
Cable theft.
Happens again.
Yeah. The executive director, as I was discussing this issue with him, told me that what they're trying to do is to change the way in which the lights are structured. You'll remember that the opening where they maintain is lower.
Yeah.
They're trying to put it higher now, in order to make it difficult for people to get up there, but also do the same thing that they're going to do in Red House and put a deep hole with put a cable and put a fill with the concrete in order for people not to be able to assess that. Those are some of the things that we want to do. But remember, in Stanford Road, we do have cameras, but they're not working. And I've been saying to everybody, as long as we do not have CCTVs to react to criminals when they do this issue, won't be able, because we must arrest people. The best thing to do is to arrest and teach people a lesson that sabotaging institutional infrastructure and state infrastructure, you can be arrested. The new legislation now allows us to charge people for sabotage for years, not limited to 5 to 10 years. If we catch somebody like that, and also we have a good case, and we'll make sure that those people go to prison. What I want at the end is that these criminals must be arrested.
Must be consequences. Mr. Mayor, it says another message coming through here from Keith Coffey from Crundlin Street in Shoreditch. He says, companies are dumping in our street. We have reported to our council in February. No action so far. It's very dangerous in the road and it's unhealthy. What can be done about that?
Keith, thank you very much for this, and I hope you guys, you will help Keith to make follow-up in relation to this. I've asked the officials to go to this area and look at what is happening and fix it. It will be done today. I've given that instruction, and I'll be happy to get feedback whether or not this has been done, because if people tell me that it should be done, and I think I'll send also my office officials to go and check, and then maybe we'll send you pictures. That this has been done to confirm that it's not negotiable. Our people deserve to live in an environment that are safe and healthy, and it is our responsibility to create that. But illegal dumping, it's a problem. We have not had a concrete plan to deal with businesses that are doing this. They're supposed to be fined. But finding somebody R1,000, it doesn't help. And we have to strengthen our bylaws to make sure that we teach people a lesson for doing these illegal acts. We try our best to clean the city, but the same people do the same problem again. But we have to find a way. We will find a way to make sure that at the end of the day, but this will be fixed today.
From Barbara, it says, Mayor, walking on the beachfront from Kings to Pollock Beach has become so unsafe. Please, could we have SAPS on horseback return to help with this problem? Many thanks. And that's from Barbara. So she's concerned about the safety on the beachfront.
Yeah. Again, you won't believe that we do have cameras in the beachfront. And they are there. They're not working. I've seen them.
Why are they not working, Mayor?
Remember, the company that was given the contract on this is under litigation against the municipality. We have claimed an amount of money of work that we believe that it was not done.
Okay.
But we do have these cameras here, and my argument has been is that even if they are not new technology, but we can use them. Therefore, I've been challenging the municipality to look into ways in which we can use the available cameras in order for us to arrest these criminals who are doing this thing to our people. John Best is busy looking into a security plan in relation to these things. If we find solutions and these problems, and we're able to use what we have. Remember, we bought these cameras ourselves for not less than 500 million rand.
Sure.
When was this bought?
I think it could have been in Danny Jordan's time. Or
the World Cup.
Build up to the World Cup. Yeah. That's why I've been saying we can't have an infrastructure that is up there.
That was a fruitless expenditure.
And we don't use it. Yeah. And John Best is busy looking into how to repurpose these cameras, to utilize them in order for us to secure our people. But I've spoken to General Brigadier Kupiso. He have confirmed with me, even before I can enter there, that there are these horses there, but they are not stationed in one area. They deployed them in different areas. A future plan was that as we increase our capacity in the metropolis, we have to also put up our own patrolling individuals in the metropolis, in the beachfront. Remember, it's a tourist area. People like it. And we have to put ways. And I've picked up this, and I think I'm going to raise it, that at least we have people who patrol that community.
Yeah. Look, we've received over 100 messages while just being on air this morning. So obviously there's a need for engagement, and a lot of people have a lot of questions. We can't get through to all of them, but we'll pick up this again in 2 weeks' time, and hopefully everything you've given us this morning will be fixed or corrected, or there'll be a plan going forward.
Thank you.
And Wayne, not to worry. Those who had sent through and we didn't get to those questions, we are going to bank them. The mayor will address them at some point.
Yes, we'll do that. Thank you for joining us this morning.
I like your jacket.
Wish where you do.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
It's blue.
This is Jack Black on Algoa FM.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.